Welcome to tonight's talk on building resilience and thriving. So good to be with you, everyone. So what I'm going to do actually, just before we start, is just take a few minutes just to really let go of the day and, in a sense, unwind inside yourself. And this is really, you know, as you know, in a space where meditation, personal development center. And really this whole aspect of letting yourself unwind is actually an opportunity to build inner strength inside yourself. So I'd like you to just join me for a few minutes just while we do that. So I'll talk you through it. So just sitting comfortably. And you might like to just rest your eyes just on a point in front of you. Just check, like myself, that you're comfortable right now. And as you do, just slowly bringing your attention back inside, as if you're just looking within your body. And you're just becoming aware of how your body's feeling right now, how you're feeling after all of the different experiences of the day. After everything that's gone on in your mind. And just accepting all of that, just as it is. And just taking these moments right now just to relax. It's a wonderful opportunity that life's giving you to stop, sit down, and just relax. You don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to do anything, you don't have to be anything at this moment in time. You can just unwind and relax. And as your body begins to open inside, as you relax, you feel your breath naturally becoming deeper. Letting your shoulders open. Letting yourself naturally sit straight. And just letting that feeling of relaxation just flow through your body. From the top of your head all the way through to the tips of your toes. With each breath. And as your body relaxes, now just coming back to your mind. And imagine all the experiences of the day, everything that's taken place. Just imagine all of the tension of that. Just unraveling in your mind. Just as when something's like a spiral, it's all tightened. And you're just letting that release. Come loose. And in doing so, it's like you're taking lots of pressure off yourself. That you didn't even realize you were doing. We're carrying that pressure. Could be deadline pressure, could be the expectations you put on yourself, could be concerns of things that are going on in your life right now. As you let all of that unravel and become loose inside, you become aware that there's space for you to be relaxed in, to be calm in. And it feels good just letting that space just open out. And things inside become nice and easy. Thank you for your attention. Hope that was relaxing and a little bit rejuvenating there to kind of start the session, and it's great to kind of do these reflective exercises. And one of the tools that we have out there at the moment is our lunchtime and morning time meditation. So if you found that helpful, then it's quite likely that you could find those sessions helpful. I know for me, it's an essential part of my day, building that time in just to really go deeper and to reconnect more with myself and with that, actually how I want to go about my day, how I want to experience being, really. And so, really interesting topic, isn't it? This whole aspect of resilience, but also thriving and building it. And there's a few things out there that I just want to talk to, really, in terms of how other people have positioned this whole aspect of resilience. And one of them is that it's like it's to do with time, really, and how fast you can recover, in a sense of, so let's say something happens and how long does it take you to kind of get back to the state that you were, where you were at before. And so there's that time factor to it, but there's also how another way that it's seen, it's almost like if you were to take an object and put it under a lot of pressure, and its ability, what's the ability that object has to be able to bounce back would kind of prove its resilience, really. And so these are quite interesting, I think, just to think about, because in a sense, like what we're doing really is, especially with resilience and the knowledge of ourselves, is because, let's face it, it's something that we're kind of working with ongoingly in our lives. And this whole aspect of resilience, I think very much it's to do with, gaining more self-understanding, gaining more insight into how I respond to situations, what works for me, what doesn't work for me, trying new things, trying new methods, trying new tools, and really seeing where they take me. And seeing ultimately getting to know more and more and more of really what I'm made of, and really building my experience. Because when the more experience that I have, and in a sense, the more I build my capacity, then the more I'll be able to comfortably face situations that maybe previously, I wasn't really comfortable facing that type of situation. And I really like this aspect of, that actually, in a sense, the treasures of resilience are built into situations and circumstances that we're going to be approaching in our lives. And it's, in a sense, it's very much about saying yes to that, to be able to unpack and uncover what those treasures are for you in terms of that self-understanding, self-awareness. And I think as well, it's like building muscle. And so just as you when you start training and your instructor will, get a bit of a feel for where you're at, for the kind of, and how much you've exercised in the past, and they'll kind of create like a schedule for you. And that schedule will be like a starter. And slowly, slowly you'll build on it, and you'll build more reps in, and you'll build weights in, and slowly, slowly over time, without really, really knowing, you've started to build muscle. And so in a sense, this is life also is giving us this wonderful opportunity of actually kind of building muscle, but that muscle is in a sense on an inner level. And I think as well, it's a little bit like it as well. Another kind of analogy here, it's a little bit like, a boxer, if they've got a really big fight, they don't just kind of wish for the best, do they? And, get in the ring and just go for it and just see how they shape up. But actually, they'll do lots of things, won't they? They'll train for specifically for that opponent, and how that opponent goes, how they handle themselves and what their weaknesses are and all of that. And so in a way, with life, I also kind of need to use life in a way to understand myself better, so that the more challenges that life is, thrown my way, I'm able to kind of, like the boxer, win the game really for myself. And it's not like you're winning somebody else. It's more like you're actually winning your own game. It's like you're winning your own inner critics. You're winning your own saboteur. You're winning your own emotional history and baggage that you've been lugging around that's really not serving you. But really, by facing it, by understanding it, all of that can help us win the game. And so, yeah, we can do this. And so I think really this is where it's really interesting, I think, this whole aspect of resilience, because often we can think of resilience where it's, those really high pressured events, or it's that crazy things that happen to you in life, the unexpected. And these kinds of tests of resilience, so to speak, they are in a sense like landmarks. They really get to let us see where we're at that moment in time. And along the way, it's like we're kind of moving through stuff, but there's two ways we can be moving through it. We can be moving through it whereby, we're just gritting our teeth and bearing it and, just in a sense head down and you just move through it. We can do that, but if we go about it like that, we won't take on as much learning, as much self-understanding as we're kind of moving through it. Whereas, if we're kind of looking at life as this, like it has my own personal development plan for me, and actually it's even in the small details that I'm learning. And so as you kind of look back at your day today, you might look back at moments whereby you were hard on yourself, or moments whereby you you were frustrated, irritated, and all of these kinds of moments, if I can start to challenge my responses around those kinds of things, to change them to something that's much more helpful to me and much more helpful to the situation, because they're like seeds that in a sense are really where the problem lies, then when I come to face the big stuff, I'll have the much more of the capacity to do it because I've been facing all the small things along the way. And I think this is really where this whole kind of side of working on yourself, understanding yourself, and getting to the core of what makes you feel good, can really support and help us thrive ultimately. And really give us that bounce back, you know, that bounce back response. And so I think really this whole aspect of resilience is where I'm actually really learning to, or in a sense, unlearning what I've learned already as a response to for that not to influence me anymore, for me to have greater clarity, for me to really know what's important and what's not important. You know, things like being right, is that important? Or is a good relationship more important? You know, these kind of small things, but they really all add up ultimately in these kind of big peak moments in life. So I think a key part of this picture really starts with, you know, whatever kind of circumstances or difficulties or, you know, whatever you're facing right now. And because it is an inner game on that inner level with yourself, but obviously it can appear to be like the circumstances in life and very much there are triggers. And so whatever it is that you're facing right now, I think the most important step to do is to accept that this is what's going on right now. And if not, what tends to happen is we spend a lot of energy resisting it. Yeah, a lot of energy resisting. So that energy, I'm going to be burning it up. I'm going to be using my energy reserves to kind of go down the path of fear or go down a path of discomfort, stress. And instead, actually, when we use acceptance and we go, okay, you know, again, it could be a crazy situation in life right now, but if I'm using the energy of acceptance, I'm using the energy of love. It's like a power. And whether, you know, whatever that situation is, where there's love, there's a willingness, there's an openness. And then I will start to see the way, so to speak. I'll start to be able to, ultimately look at life and look at the opportunity that's being presented and look at how actually this can be really helpful for me right now. Whereas all of our comfort zones will just be, you know, be fueling resistance and trying to keep us in that state, which can be very, very uncomfortable. But where there's, you know, like, yes, I can do this. Yes, it's possible. Yes, I want to move through it in this way. Then a different kind of strength starts to open up inside you. And so, you know, really to kind of look at that and also look at, you know, what is it that I'm resisting and what is it that I'm holding on to? What is it that perhaps I don't believe in within myself? And, you know, there's certain sessions that I can't really touch on too much tonight, but there's certain sessions that really speak to this. And there's one session that we've got coming up quite soon, which is our Friday night talk, which is about becoming unstuck, where you're stuck. And I'm sure she's going to speak on stuff like this. And then another session, I would say, is our self-esteem session that we have that runs every now and then. And so you might want to just check when the next time we've got one of those sessions coming up. And if not, you know, we've probably got one coming up soon. But they will be really, you know, connecting with this more deeply as well. Okay, so let's see. So that inner journey, yeah, definitely. And so let's start kind of looking at this a little bit more. So criticism, failure, rejection, you know, when those kinds of things happen, they can really floor us and yeah, just flatten us. And in a sense, like really, it can feel like, you know, you've been winded. And you know, it can really set you back in your life. That's how it can feel. And so what's really going on there when that's happening? And it, you know, it can be like it can be stuff that I've just got with myself. You know, I've made a silly mistake and the way I respond to myself is like, you know, maybe I'm really hard on myself at that moment. And you know, you might be thinking about, oh, and lots of other people are aware I've made this big mistake. And so how you blow it up, yeah, in your mind, how hard you are on yourself at that moment in time. And rejection, I'll come to that in a little bit, but I just want to just connect with this. What's this whole kind of area looking at really? And it's very much the ego that's coming to play. And the ego is really about how I want to be seen in life by other people, or how I want to, you know, be seen by myself even, you know, and what I'm rating as good, or what I'm rating as bad. You know, within myself, all of that is kicking off this ego. And I've identified with myself in a certain way. And perhaps if I'm not living up to that, or I am living up to that, that's going to be kicking off that ego. And so when that ego gets criticized or gets rejected or gets told it's a failure, that's where the pain comes. But when I step back from that ego, and this is where it gets really interesting. And this is very much what we're really into exploring it in a space on a deeper level, is I can connect back to the best of my nature. And I think what kind of gets us to that point is where in life we start to kind of really look at things more deeply and want to kind of know deeper answers to things. And, you know, it's a little bit like, you know, when you're sick and you've been sick for a while, perhaps, and there comes a point when you go, okay, I've had enough of this sickness, you know, I'm just going to put all of my attention and effort onto getting myself better. And so in a sense, it's a little bit like that on an inner level. And I know for me many years ago, so it's my wake up call for this was that I wanted to be much, much more self-sufficient and much less reliant on other people having, you know, feeling like I need other people to prop me up. And it's not, don't get me wrong here, I feel like, you know, as part of this resilience picture, you know, really knowing who your supporters are is really, really important. People that you can speak to, that you can be really open with, and that really know you, see the best in you. But, you know, people ideally that know you inside out, I think that's a massive aid, you know, because let's face it, you know, crazy things can happen. Life can get really challenging at times. And, you know, to have support is a wonderful thing. To be a supporter of others is really, you know, is a privileged position to be in as well. But yeah, ultimately, like recognizing what do I really want for myself? Because, you know, there may be some things already that you're aware of, that you've been thinking about, that you want to do for yourself that can help you. You know, and I would say, you know, definitely, you know, if there is, and for me, it was meditation. And, you know, when I started that meditation and I felt it and I felt that inner peace, and I felt that inner love, being there for myself in that way, it really, really woke me up on a really big level. And I was really like aware, wow, this is really something that I've wanted for myself to be within me for a long time, that I was, you know, connecting with in relationships, really. So so whatever it is for you, I'd say, you know, explore that and explore that more deeply and see where it takes you. Because anything that can really help us step back from that old idea that we're holding of ourselves can be really, really helpful. Because that, in a way, is what is the thing that's causing you the most pain at those types of moments. And so yeah, I need to do that. So really know what you want for you, you know, and what you want for you to feel good. And I also feel when we start to know that, that pathway opens up, and there'll be more tools that will appear on your path and your journey in this, I'm sure. And you'll be more open to them. That's the other side of it. These tools could have been around for ages. People, I know for me, before I kind of came across in a space, I had a friend, she was saying, Karen, have you tried it yet? Have you been there yet? And I kept on saying, no, I haven't yet. And so I think it was in my orbit for at least 6 months before I walked in the door. And so, yes, something to kind of be aware of as well. And so, so let's kind of have a look at this from a few more kind of examples as well, just briefly, because I think failings is a big, can be that big kick, can't it, to us? And so, you know, it could be failings in detailed work, it could be failings I'll just kind of just share briefly from my own experience, kind of, you know, the workarounds to this. So failings, yeah, in detailed work. So now I do a lot of detailed work and analysis and this type of thing. And it's important that I get certain things right. But even still today, where I can get somebody to check something when I've kind of, when it's going out to key people, I will do, because I know it's so easy to make a little mistake and not see something and somebody else can pick up on it. So in the past, years and years and years ago, had really bad feedback and really had to kind of look at that learning and go, you know, and just recognize my own carelessness, recognize my own weariness, whatever it was that enabled that kind of situation to take place. And it was really those kinds of steps of humility to that kind of the ego being slapped, in a way, you could say, that really enabled me to shift and actually kind of accelerate in that area of my life. Another one was that I want to speak about that's quite amusing is when I used to get asked to make, and you know, I still do actually, but I get asked to make cakes occasionally in a space, whether it's a birthday, something like this. And there's a number of us that will do this in a space as well. But yeah, years ago when I got asked, you know, I wasn't really into baking that much. I liked eating cakes and all of that, very nice, but hadn't really, you know, kind of excelled in that area at all. And still, to be honest with you, kind of think of myself as pretty much a novice. But the cakes initially were like, you know, the kind of thing that you just didn't want to share with other people. But, you know, somebody's birthday, they were either going to get a cake or they weren't going to get a cake. And so I'd take this cake in and we'd put the knife in it and it would be really hard, you know, and I remember kind of thinking, I really don't want to take this cake in, and was quite uncomfortable about that. But, you know, these ego punches, in a sense, are also where you then put attention to. You know, you really see the benefit of, you know, you said yes to the situation again and again. Each time, you know, I would get asked, I would, you know, yeah, okay, I'll make another cake. I'll try again. And that's what I was kind of saying in my head. And gradually they improved, I'm pleased to say. And yeah, to such a degree, I think now I'm kind of more comfortable. I have a recipe, and ultimately I'll try different things out with that. I won't, and there's more confidence there. And so I think this is also that whole picture of walking with life, really seeing it as something that's looking out for you rather than something that's working against you. And that's a really important dynamic to kind of check on for oneself. Another interesting one was where it was a relationship that ended, and this person ended their relationship with me. And they gave me an ultimatum at the time. And it was an ultimatum whereby, I decided, if you want that in our relationship, I'm not ready for it. I chose to kind of, step back from that. And the other person said, well, okay, well, that's it, it's over. And I remember at the time I found that really crushing, and a part of me in my mind was thinking, well, but if they still wanted to be with me, and they still, in that way, and if I was really important to them, then ultimately, they would have gone with it, and they would have, bided the time. But actually, no, when I look back at that situation years later, I was kind of really looking at it and thinking, that's really interesting to be able to see it from a different perspective, which was, that ultimately the other person, it wasn't that I was being rejected. The other person was so attached to a certain idea of happiness and pursuing that, that was more important. That picture, you could say, or that goal, you could say, was more important than the relationship. And so it's interesting. I think it's really important as well for us to, not just see things on face value, be really kind to yourself in terms of the way that you look at things, because ultimately you're the person that's going through this, aren't you? And that's really important. And I think another part of this picture as well, and especially the time that we're in right now, where different things are kind of going on out there job wise, and things can appear more challenging right now. And when we're kind of faced in that situation whereby we might be going after lots of jobs, or we might be getting knockbacks, or we might not be even feeling like we get looked at, all of that. And so even within that, in terms of my own kind of self-preservation, in terms of really just looking at, have I made it a job to get a job? Because in a sense it is, isn't it? It is a job to get a job. But also in that picture, am I looking after myself in terms of, the time I go to bed at night? Is that like, am I looking after my energy and the quality of how I'm feeling? Because all of that is going to shape the energy that I have to do that, to get in there and get out there and do that job search. And so different kinds of things there, to kind of look at. Because it is a game of probability. It is a game of kind of recognizing, you can't fit a square peg into a round hole. And so I might go after something, but if I'm not the fit that they're looking for, it's not that they're rejecting me. It's actually that I'm that square peg and that's the round hole. So ultimately, the reality is that there will be the perfect job out there for you. And I think it's really important to really work with that. I am the perfect person for this, for a specific job that's out there for me. And another way of thinking, I know that I found really useful in the past, is that the next job I'm going to get is going to be even better. Because positivity and keeping ourselves positive, especially when the chips may be feeling down, is really, really important. And so to kind of have these little catchphrases and really work with that kind of optimism and still completely go at it. You know, don't take your foot off the pedal and really optimize, you know, maybe a certain CV in different areas and, you know, your contacts, all of these kinds of things that is really important. But the way that you're talking yourself through it, that's really, really key, you know, because it's those kinds of situations in life that can, you know, be a fuel for your inner critic if you've let it fuel those situations in the past. And so you might want to kind of look at that. How did I operate then? And how am I operating now? And how do I need to support myself more now than I did do then? And just do that little bit of a gap analysis around that. And I think as well, you know, the reality is, isn't it, with any kind of change, uncertainty or setbacks, you know, there's be certain things that were within my control, and there'll be certain things that are outside of my control. So if I'm trying to change things that are outside of my control, I will burn out with that because it won't be possible. But if I'm looking at what is within my control, which is very much about the how I'm thinking, how I'm going about things, how I'm using my time, how many people am I speaking to, you know, looking, analyzing what's getting results, what isn't getting results, all of that, you know, that is just to be able to kind of hand on heart say, am I doing my best? And if I can, my conscience is clean, I'll rest well. And, you know, that's the best that I can do. And I really need to let myself know, you know, you're doing your best. Or if there's anything better that I can do, then yeah, great. But I'd say, especially at times like that, don't stay up all the hours that are there, because yeah, that will kind of take you into not feeling good. And, you know, when I say that, I mean, you know, like working crazy hours at night and then not really having the energy, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So I think part of this picture that's so, so important is every now and then, you know, to take that reflective time for yourself and really look back at how things are going with you. Creating those breathing spaces is really, really essential. And, you know, just to unhook from the ordinary thinking. I mentioned like the meditation exercises that we run in the space, and they can be really helpful for sure if you've not used to doing your own meditation. But I think really what we're kind of hoping to do with all of that, and I know with my own meditation, is to really turn within, freshen up, get back to a space of inner strength and calm and stability. And I know for me, like I meditate morning and night and little bits of time during the day. And it's really that dusting myself down every now and then from the experiences of the day that makes all the difference. I know at lunchtime now, I've put in because I'm working from home right now. And so there's like a 15-minute slot. And I know when I keep that up, it makes another big difference in the middle of my day. And I'm really appreciative of that. And I think as well, it's through these kinds of reflective moments that we're able to see the error of our ways at times. And the more we can bring in positivity into my thought patterns and my way of thinking about myself, about other people, about life, about situations, all the better. We have a whole session that's devoted to thinking more positively. And I'd strongly suggest, you know, if you are thinking that, you know, yeah, I could do with some more of that, then, you know, definitely you go for that. And the other thing, yeah, I just want to mention briefly is, it's really to do with that whole kind of lighter side of life, actually, of bringing humor into things. And I know for me, I can really observe this with myself, is the days that I laugh more, and of course keep my other, you know, things going on like my meditation, etc., I feel those days I can feel happier and others around me will feel happier. And it's a really interesting one. You know, the beauty with laughter is that it stimulates your diaphragm, it boosts your lymphatic system, and it increases the rate that your body can remove toxins from your body. So even on that physiological level, it's really, really powerful. So, you know, and I was thinking about this, and it's something I try and do every now and then, especially when I get a little bit tense about stuff, a little bit worked up about things, is just see myself like a character in a cartoon and literally just observe, in a sense, like the funny side of that. Yeah, like, you know, like you would just, you know, scratch your head and go, what on earth is she up to? And it can really, really lighten things up for me. And I can really say, kind of, you know, really helps me kind of take that pressure off and go, okay, let me just change my track here. This has just got silly. Yeah. And so, you know, yeah, try it. See what you think for yourself. And I mentioned before, you know, about our supporters, that's really key. And there's one other aspect that is a really interesting kind of way of looking at things. And I was really quite taken with this and didn't have time to mention it in the previous session that I ran of this. And what it's to do with be your own hero. And what that can mean different things to you, probably. But for me, it kind of means things like keeping a good timetable. You know, that those all those self-care elements could be the laughter, it could be my meditation, it could be, you know, going to bed at a regular time as much as I can. It could be exercise, building that into part of my week. So there's a little bit of exercise, you know, ideally each day. And if there's not, at least every other day. And getting, you know, getting out there, getting fresh air, all of those kinds of things. But there might be other bits to it. And this is where it gets really interesting when you take it to another level. And I remember when I started meditating years ago, and I was told in a space that it's really interesting, and again, experiment with it. And I've mentioned it to other people in the past about, you know, different things in their life, or if they want to really bring about focus, you know, and I know different people that have tried this. And so the one thing that was on the table at the time, which I was a bit challenged by, was to get, by helping my meditation practice, you know, to stop drinking, you know, and see where that took me. And it actually helped enormously. You know, not having hangovers, all of that. And again, it's completely open to the individual, you know, it's totally up to you. Just, again, it's one of these things, try it and see. I know this guy who I work with, you know, he's really got quite proud actually about his not drinking thing. But he's really found, you know, because he's in a new role and stuff, and things have stepped up a lot, but he's really found that it helped him just be able to focus so much more, you know, not having those kinds of moments of, having to deal with hangovers and that type of thing. So, you know, just as Spider-Man's kind of known, isn't he, for his superpowers. I think he's like, he had healing powers and, you know, climb up walls, all these kinds of things. And so, yeah, what might be your superpowers? You might want to kind of explore that. I know meditation definitely became mine.